Hi. Woo! You guys are all naked in my eyes. My name is Carla, and I am a grateful alcoholic. I would like to start off by thanking Lucas for asking me to be of service. This is an honor and a privilege to be able to speak amongst my family and my friends tonight. I was introduced to this program, Alcoholics Anonymous, 27 years ago with my mom. I came to her first meeting. I was 13 years old. And what I did not know then was that these rooms would come to later save my own life and give me a new life and a new freedom that I've never imagined possible. And I am not like the ones that have come in here for the first time and have stayed. That's not my story. In fact, I get to tell you about how this is, it only gets worse, never better. Every time I've relapsed, it's only gotten worse for me. And this is not my first time in this program. I've been to every rehab in the county here, at least for an hour. I've been 5115. I've been to jail 5 times in a matter of 2 weeks. I'm an overachiever. I graduated POGUE, a woman with children program. I also graduated drug court, and I did testing for drug and alcohol services back when it was Colors. And I have lost my kids to CWS in this program too, because of alcoholism. And I swore that I would never take another drink when I saw my kids drive away in a state car. My babies were crying, and I was screaming at the top of my lungs in the middle of the street, and I swore I would never take another drink, and that's not the case. That's the insanity of this disease is, the reality is I drink again, because no human power can relieve us of our addictions. None, not even my own kids, not even a marriage. When I take that first drink, Carla becomes someone totally different. You never know what the outcome is going to be. I can be nice one time, and then an hour later, I could be throwing food at you and be very mean and dangerous and violent. And you just don't have any idea how I'm going to be. I even changed my name to Sarah. When I don't know why I do that, but I do. I do weird things when I drink. I do. I wake up to strange people, and I wake up in strange areas, and I've lost my car again, and I end up in hotels, and I search out things that us women do. We seek attention, and I seek approval from men, and whatever it takes to get my next drink is what I do. And not even knowing, sometimes when I woke up, I wasn't sure if I fed my kids. And that's sad. But today, I try to stay spiritually fit on a daily basis. And I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. And we work the steps. And I read the big book, and I go to meetings on a regular basis up in Paso Robles. I'm originally from here, Arroyo Grande, and our mom and I's first meeting 27 years ago was at the Strawberry Patch. But now I have found a new home group in Paso, and I absolutely love them, and they have saved my life. And I go to conventions. We have so much fun. If you've never been to a convention, I highly recommend it. It's a blast. Some of my biggest laughter has been in an elevator in Las Vegas, at the Las Vegas convention. I've never laughed so hard in my whole life. And it's just, it's amazing to meet people in different states and all over. And so I definitely recommend it. And let's see, today I get to do service work, and I enjoy baking, and you guys enjoy eating. So I like to bake for my home group, and I am a mom of three beautiful children, 3, 8, and an 11-year-old going on like 30. progress here, not perfection, that's for sure. I'd like to say my kids have it all going on, but the truth is they've been through a lot. They've seen a lot happen to their mom and their dad, and they have been in the midst of this addiction, and I have my work cut out for me, and so do they. And what I can do for them today is stay sober one day at a time and do exactly for them what my mom did for me, and raise them in these rooms. And all three of them have been raised in these rooms. And I'm grateful. I truly believe the 12 steps, everybody can use them. And I get to be a daughter, a pretty responsible daughter today. And I get to take my mom to doctor's appointments, and we do things together, and we go shopping together. And I'm responsible and accountable today, and I owe that all to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm so grateful to be here and to be alive today. Thank you all.
Another big round of applause for Carla.